This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Edson. Governor Jay Nixon's veto of an anti-contraceptive coverage bill has been overridden by both the Missouri House and Senate. Marshall Griffin has details.
Both chambers needed a two-thirds majority to override the veto, and the House got exactly that margin. It passed the Senate with over a three-fourths majority. The new law gives employers the option of denying coverage for birth control, abortions, and sterilization. GOP Assistant Floor Leader Jeannie Riddle says it's about both religious freedom and protecting small business owners.
To require them to go against every moral fiber of how they choose to operate their business, I believe it goes against every moral fiber of us as Americans.
Governor Nixon was disappointed, saying the new law will weaken women's options and give too much power to insurance companies. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Meanwhile, the vote yesterday appeared to mark the first time a state has directly rebutted a policy by President Barack Obama's administration, which requires insurers to cover contraception. A Kansas City-based labor group says it's filing a suit to block the new law. One mid-Missouri soldier has returned home early from his deployment to Afghanistan. Yesterday, Sergeant Major Mike Letterly attended a flag presentation assembly at Southern Boone High School. But as KBIA's Dana Schnazy explains, the soldier's presence was a surprise for his 9th and 11th graders who attended the assembly.
The moment was seconds away, but Sergeant Major Letterly was ready for battle. His boots were tied, his gear was perfectly rolled and tucked in, and his posture was stoic. But this time, it wasn't an enemy he was confronting. It was anticipation.
Yeah, they're going to be emotional goo just like their dad.
And to pull off the heist, Letterly's wife, Kenna, had her own dilemma to deal with on the home front. The kids, Samantha and Trenton, knew something was up, but weren't quite sure what.
I got to make it through one more evening. Come on, I can't blow it now.
Luckily, their cover wasn't blown. The old wood floor creaked as Letterly and Kenna entered the gymnasium at Southern Boone High. They didn't get very far before Samantha and Trenton came bolting to hug their hero. With the big entrance and surprise, Trenton was more excited for the simpler things.
We can all go watch movies now.
And for Samantha, it was all still settling in.
I am so shocked right now. It's awesome.
Though his boots were still tied and uniform still perfect, Sergeant Major Letterly's posture was a little less tense as he finally wrapped his arms around his family.
Just to see them, you might get emotional here, just to see their face and know that we're just a family again. That's awesome.
The flag that Letterly brought home with him that once flew high in enemy territory now had a home in Southern Boone High. Dana Schnazy, KBIA News.
KBIA's Russell Chaplin also contributed to this report. Missouri House members have chosen Republican Tim Jones of St. Louis County as their speaker for the next few months. Now Jones is the chamber's majority leader. His selection yesterday fills the vacancy created when Speaker Stephen Tilley resigned from the House in August to work as a paid consultant. House members will decide in January whether to keep Jones for two more years as speaker. The group Coal Free Mizzou is planning to lobby directly to the Board of Curators as it meets today on MU's campus. The goal of the group is to promote clean energy and get the university to shut down the coal-fired power plant on campus. But group spokesperson Kelsey Wingo says students are not allowed to put items on the Board of Curators' agenda, so they have to get the message out in a different way.
We just want to be seen and known. And when they adjourned from the public session, we were told and kind of brainstormed that that might be the best time to approach the directors or the curators personally.
Wingo says the group members plan to speak to the curators face-to-face after the meeting. They also plan to do the same at the board's next meeting in St. Louis this December. They will also continue to promote the group in speaker's circle. The UM system didn't respond to calls for this story, but the system website says items can be placed on the agenda by the board chair, any committee with the presiding officer, or by any group of three board members. Columbia Public Schools are having a difficult time finding enough part-time substitute teachers. So the school district is considering hiring full-time substitutes to help solve the problem. Columbia Public Schools spokesperson Michelle Baumstark explains full-time substitutes would have to fill in wherever they were assigned. Part-time substitutes don't have to.
Our substitutes have the option to turn down an open opportunity for a sub. And oftentimes what happens is it's our more challenging positions that we struggle to fill. Whereas if we were to have 30 permanent substitutes on staff, they would be able to fill those positions, which are frequently the ones that are turned down.
Baumstark says hiring full-time substitutes is beneficial to student learning. Hiring the teachers would cost the district more than $350,000. Baumstark says the school board will decide whether to approve that spending in the near future. Governor Jay Nixon has reconvened his Tax Credit Review Commission to again examine which incentives need to be eliminated or further capped. In 2010, the same commission recommended sunsetting 28 tax credit programs and capping 33 others. At that time, the commission said the move would save the state $220 million. Former Republican State Senator Chuck Gross again chairs the commission.
The economy is still in the doldrums, both in Missouri and nationally. You know, if tax credits are a drain, you know, I mean, the legislature can't not take notice of that.
Governor Nixon, meanwhile, says the tax credit redemptions have grown to an all-time high of nearly $630 million since fiscal year 2010. He wants the commission to issue a new list of recommendations by December 5th. Missouri's House Republicans have decided against trying to override Democratic Governor Jay Nixon's veto of legislation on vehicle sales taxes. No motion was made to override Nixon's veto when lawmakers met yesterday. The Republican-led House and Senate approved the measure earlier this year. Republican House Leader Tim Jones said yesterday he would welcome a special session over the sales tax issue, but Nixon says he is not willing to call a special session. The bill was intended to reverse a Missouri Supreme Court ruling that local sales taxes cannot be charged on vehicles purchased out of state or in private transactions. Instead, the High Court said a local use tax could be charged if approved by local voters. The Roots and Blues Barbecue Festival is returning for its fifth year next week. Downtown businesses now know what to expect during the festival and how to prepare financially. Subshop General Manager Scott Schulte says one of the concert stages is in their parking lot, and that always helps business.
It almost doubles our business for the day. So we have a concert. That usually helps bring in a few more people also.
But other businesses are not so lucky. Deja Vu managing partner Matt Istwan says he suffers losses at his regular shows. But even as business slows, Istwan says he has found a way to draw people in.
Over the years, to move our business out onto our parking lot, basically creating an entire beer garden on our parking lot, teaming up with some food vendors, and the fact you can hear the festival and the sights and sounds right there at Flat Branch from the lot, we've enjoyed success out on the parking lot.
Istwan says he will be partnering with Pepe's of Columbia, Buckingham Smokehouse, and Smokin' Chicks Barbecue for the beer garden next week. A former Missouri running back who served 120 days in prison for felony sex assault is back on the field at Tuskegee University in Alabama. The Montgomery Advisor reports that Derek Washington is a starting tailback at the historically black college. He rushed for 155 yards and two touchdowns. That was in the team's most recent game, a 35-17 win over Johnson C. Smith in Atlanta. Washington was convicted last year of deviant sexual assault involving a former University of Missouri athletics tutor. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Edston.